Thank you and good morning. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager announced on March 18th the creation of a City Award, the Community Service Award of Merit, and the first recipient of that award will be former City Council member Lance Madsen. Madsen will be the first to have a plaque installed at City Hall as a recipient of the award. The honor will be presented each year in February or March and allow the city to honor those who make Eureka a better place to live. Madsen is a former police detective and also served on the City Council from 1990 through 98. He was forced to cut his second tenure as a council member short due to illness, and he's being honored for his decades of public service. State Senator Noreen Evans has introduced Senate Bill 1017, a measure that would impose a 9.5% severance tax on oil and gas extraction in California. The Board of Supervisors has thrown its support behind the bill and authorized a letter of support for the tax measure. If the oil tax is passed, revenues have been earmarked for education, with 50% of the estimated $2 billion in revenue split between the Cal State UC systems and community colleges, 25% for state parks, and the remaining 25% for health and human services. California remains the only oil-producing state that does not impose a severance tax on oil extraction. As PG&E reports to the supervisors this morning about the revenue potential of an excessive energy use tax in the unincorporated areas of the county, it does raise questions of how to properly implement such a tax measure. Supervisor Estelle Fennell pointed out the importance of clarifying who will see a tax increase.
Right now, Humboldt County does not have a utility tax. We don't have a utility arrangement with PG&E, so the question is, will everybody be taxed? Not just the people who are overusing it. And that's a big question that has to be resolved.
Fennell added that more people may start using their own generators to dodge the tax, resulting in negative impacts for the environment.
Bottom line is, there is an argument to be made that's more destructive of the environment than charging people for high energy use under PG&E.
Funding for a potential energy use tax would come from the general fund, and county staff are using the City of Arcata's tax program as a blueprint. Emergency services in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino County will be on alert Wednesday for the annual tsunami warning test. Between 11 and noon, the emergency alert system will interrupt radio and television broadcasts with an alert message, tsunami sirens will be activated, and in some areas, residents will hear loudspeakers broadcasting from planes flying overhead as part of the drill. You are reminded this will only be a test. Beginning in May, emergency services will begin testing the tsunami warning sirens once a month. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies responded to the Country Club Market in Eureka early Friday morning after receiving a report that a severely injured woman was on the premises. Deputies, along with medical personnel, contacted the 32-year-old woman who was suffering from several deep cuts to her hands, injuries to her face, and possibly a broken arm. The woman said she had been assaulted by her husband, 32-year-old Tori Williams, who had attacked her at their residence on Stanford Circle. Deputies contacted Williams at the residence, and he was arrested and booked on several charges, including kidnapping, domestic violence, and assault with a deadly weapon. A local sheriff's deputy needs help. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Corporal Richard Schlesinger is suffering from brain cancer, and the community has been donating money to help the family. George Cavinta, who has been Schlesinger's boss, said that Schlesinger is an exemplary officer.
Well, I mean, it's an unbelievable outpouring of support, only because, you know, the fact that the photo alone shows a young man raising a family, but also the fact that, you know, he's well-known in the community.
Now friends and supporters of the deputy are organizing a dinner and auction to benefit him. It's at the Bear River Casino, April 6th, Sunday. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thanks, Dave. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office will host a candlelight vigil tonight in honor of slain Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino, who was shot and killed north of Fort Bragg last week. Del Fiorentino was a veteran of 26 years in law enforcement in Mendocino County and is survived by his wife, four adult children, three grandkids, his parents, and siblings. And that's the news on this rainy Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.